for the first time, we've had to, in peacetime, we've had to cancel exams. So unprecedented that all A levels and GCSEs are cancelled now. Massive implications. So we still haven't got.
Oh, they're not going. They're not going to say, "Look, do it from home." Or
yeah, no. Well, no. They're not going to do it from. They're now going to go by teacher predicted grade. And this final term is actually very, so for the A level, for the second year students in particular, this final term is a very important term. And it happened just as we were entering a very important phase in the revision period and, you know, putting everything together, all the ideas coming together. And then so we have this news that the exams will not take place. Students will not be disadvantaged. So the regulatory body, Ofqual, they've said that they're not expected, actually, even though our college has decided to have ongoing online lessons. So I think qualification is separate from education. You know, there's a yes, you go to college to get an education, but also at the end of it with a view for their qualification. But I think it's important that we continue their learning as far as possible. But
so just a quick question. So doing this online stuff from home, was that mandatory or was that something that the Westminster, the Kingsway Westminster College was implementing?
Yeah, I think,
you know, what was the norm? What did the government enforce? And
again, unprecedented. There was no blueprint for any of this.
Right.
So like anything, there is no, you know, I mean, it's not like they're making it up as they go along, but they have to decide under the circumstances. They have to weigh a lot to weigh up, basically. So we decided as a faculty. So you know, again, the college is different, split up into different departments. Our college has got students that, let's say, a catering school. We're quite famous for our catering school, and that's very hands-on. So how much practice can you put into that? Or you know, people doing construction work. And they have to work with plastering. You know, that's inevitably that would really affect what they're doing. But so the A-level department, for example, there's a lot that can be done online. But for fairness, they said that students won't be disadvantaged in the whatever work we set them now won't disadvantage them. You know, it's up to the point where the college closed. That is the point where we have to use everything they've done up to that point, middle of March, to decide what their predicted grades are. And we're going to get...
So they will actually be given a grade.
They'll be given a grade. They'll be given a qualification.
At the same time that they would usually have gotten a grade.
Yeah, exactly.
But this time it's based on up to what they had achieved to that point.
And this is public knowledge. So so I can disclose this much, which is that we have to rank the students, which is a tough one, right? You rank them. Mm-hmm. You then give them...
A rank.
So...
Okay.
This is all online. So this .gov.uk. So this is all public knowledge. I'm not disclosing anything here that I'm not allowed to. So students are to be ranked. Students are to be given a predicted grade from the teacher based on their work up to the point that the college was closed. We are not to disclose our predicted grades until the final grade is released. So they will look into a number of factors, I'm sure, you know, and they will try to make it as fair as possible. How are they going to do that? It's a tough job. I mean, they've given themselves to give the teachers guidance. So they've released a statement to students and staff and colleges and schools. But for clearer guidance, they've got another month. They've given till at latest the 29th of May. That's their deadline for teachers to get even further guidance. But at the moment, they've released a statement to say that. But yeah, as far as A-levels and GCSEs are concerned, no more. Scrapped.